Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
Is your plan to make improvements in your business working? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. This week, I want to focus on your plans to make your business operations flow more smoothly, be more efficient, and in the end, make you more profits. I hope that's okay with you. Here's what I'm thinking. Some things in life are pretty simple, like making a cup of coffee, washing your car, or shopping online. These and many other things are actually quite simple. But other things are really quite complicated, like knowing what to do with your life, being a good parent, or understanding cryptocurrencies. These and many others like them often take a lifetime to figure out. So where does your improving your business productivity fit on this scale of very simple to very complicated? If you're like many business owners I've met, you'd probably say it's much closer to the very complicated than it is to the very simple. In fact, you may even think it fits into its own impossible category. Which is why my question for you this week is your plan to make improvements in your business working? In my years of working with business owners in many different types of businesses, I've come to the realization that there are actually three hidden secrets that must be addressed in order for your production improvement strategy to be successful. Today, I'd like to share these three hidden secrets with you and give you some practical ideas on how to easily implement these into your business. Ready to take some notes? Let's dive in. Secret number one is that you must start by defining your ideal culture. You can't fix anything about your business until you fix your culture and make it your ideal culture. Now, if your first thought is, I can't control the culture in my business, let me ask you to suspend that thought for just a few minutes. Before you do anything, take time to do these five simple steps for me. Number one, write down the five or six actions or behaviors that you consider to be critical or essential in your business, those that your customers expect and demand from you. I call these your non-negotiables. You must be 100% committed to holding your team accountable for these non-negotiables. If you're not comfortable requiring everyone on your team to show up every day living out these actions and behaviors, remove them from your list. Number two, give this list a clever name or title, such as the XYZ Company Way or Our Golden Promise. Pick a name that speaks to you, your team, and your customers. Number three, publish your newly named list with an effective date. We do this because as time passes and new situations come up, you'll likely modify your list with new additions or edits. Number four, post, share, and distribute your non-negotiables document everywhere. Reference it in all of your company meetings, share it with prospective new hires as part of your hiring process, make it a part of your new hire orientation, make sure everybody knows that these actions and behaviors represent the rules of the game for playing on your team. Number five, recognize your team members when they do the actions and behaviors on your list. Do this often so everyone can see and feel what it's like to be recognized for taking the right actions and having the right behaviors. If you take this seriously and do it well, these behaviors and actions will soon become what everyone will know and recognize as your ideal culture. Secret number two is to release everyone who does not embrace your ideal culture. You may not have expected this to be secret number two, but that's because it truly is a secret, or so it seems. Far too often, I've watched business owners take the time to define their ideal culture only then to look the other way when someone on their team blatantly violates their desired actions and behaviors. Many times, it's because the team member's a long-term employee who has a lot of experience and knowledge in the business, and the business owner sees them as essential or critical to their business. But little do they know that by looking the other way, they're simply telling everyone else on the team that they don't really mean that the actions and behaviors they outlined as what makes them special and unique are required. They're telling them they're optional. And since they're optional, others will soon stop doing the actions and behaviors that the business owner wants, and as a result, nothing will change or get better. So just how do you handle a team member who doesn't respect or follow your non-negotiables? I like to recommend a simple three-step process that's essentially the same one your parents used when you misbehaved as a kid. I remember a book titled 1-2-3 Magic by Thomas W. Phelan, a PhD. You may not be familiar with it, but it was a well-used staple in our house. My wife used this simple yet effective method with our kids, and it worked every time. I'll spare you the child version today, but if you're a parent of small kids, you may want to go get the book. Anyway, the business version goes like this. Number one, if after clearly communicating your ideal culture, you observe someone not following one of your core behaviors or actions, immediately confront the individual and let them know that this is not acceptable and will not be tolerated. Number two, if that individual demonstrates resistance or defiance on that or any other desired behavior a second time, let them know that a third instance will result in immediate termination. Number three, in the unfortunate situation where this occurs a third time, be swift and certain in your action. Give the offending party the opportunity to find a better fit working for your competition. You must have 100% of your team on board and in sync with your ideal culture, no exceptions. You don't have the time, nor do you need to spend the energy trying to get someone on your team to get on board. You've hired adults, and you should expect them to act and behave like adults. You don't owe them an explanation or justification. You simply owe them a clear, concise definition of what you expect, desire, and demand in terms of the actions and behaviors you want your customers to experience when doing business with you. And if someone makes the decision to be stubborn or unwilling to change, simply use your ideal culture document as the template you use to make the hiring decisions to fill their open position. Lastly, secret number three is to document the processes required to execute your business from prospecting through shipping and collections. Only after having a fully committed team of A players are you able to focus on the most important aspect of your production, defining the step-by-step processes of your critical production activities. Let me share with you a simple step-by-step process to complete this important third secret. Step number one, assign a few team members to each major process in your business. These should include processes like quoting, customer onboarding, order entry, engineering, production, assembly, shipping, and invoicing. Step number two, for each process, map out the current process being followed. Before any changes are considered, it's critical to diagram exactly how the process currently works. Step number three, brainstorm new ideas about ways to eliminate process steps, save time, reduce paperwork, and improve coordination. Allow the team to work through any conflicts, problems, and hurdles. Step number 4, document the new improved process. Each process should be complete with a process flow document, a process checklist, and a how-to guide that may be as simple as a video recording of the process steps in action to be used for training. Step number 5, celebrate the success with each process team. This celebration will cement the new process, recognize the hard work of the team, and encourage others to get involved. If you take the time to complete this third secret, your business will instantly become more efficient and more productive. And by including many of your team members in the process improvement process, they'll be much more committed to using and following the new processes. So there you have it, 3 hidden secrets to making your business better. While these 3 secrets are powerful and transformational, only a small percentage of business owners will actually have the courage to follow this plan. That's why these will likely be secrets to many in business for years to come. As always, if you have specific questions or would like to bounce around a few thoughts on this topic, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. Making improvements in how your business operates is one of the often overlooked ways to increase your profits and your personal enjoyment. But please don't kid yourself that you can make the changes without first changing the way your team members behave every day. If you need some help putting these 3 secrets into place, just let me know. I truly love helping business owners make these kinds of changes and change how they feel about being a business owner. And one last thing, share this podcast episode with your fellow business owners. It's time for all business owners to stop allowing just a few of their team members to hold the rest of their team back and hold their business down. By sharing this podcast, you can inspire others to join you in stepping up and making the change you've always dreamed of. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss the 4 F's of leadership. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourdeprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourdeprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.